since then, the dairy industry's kind of changed their method of business, I guess, or their model. Part of the reason it was put in place in 2004 was they had some dairy heifers that were commonly fed down in Texas, New Mexico area, in what's around the El Paso milk shed area. And those dairy heifers often were in the same feedlots with higher risk cattle for TB, Mexican origin cattle, and those types of things. And that's not done as much anymore. Most of the dairies that are feeding their calves and growing their calves are doing it in designated lots or lots that are specific for those dairy cattle only, and they're not commingling or commixing with those higher risk animals.